Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I'm your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it removes all heavy, negative, or dark energies. Allowing your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout your chest, moving in all directions, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages. Allowing each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart to be filled with healing white light, carrying love, peace, joy, and perfect vibrations throughout your body to every extremity. And now see this light as it fills the chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, sending healing energies out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up into your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. Continue to see the light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, continuing to bring healing through deeper breaths and the assimilation of your nutrients. See the light as it moves into the small intestine and the large, activating healing through the absorption of your light energies. And now see the light as it moves into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. all of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now see the light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these parts of your body, allowing for release and regeneration, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now see this light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect alignment with the universal forces of creation, aligning you with all that is good, all that you desire. Continue to see the light as it passes through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, that anchor you and ground you, that secure you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies that are no longer needed to move through these cords, to be absorbed by Mother Earth, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within you, growing brighter and brighter with each and every breath. Now allowing this energy to expand and move out through each and every pore in your body, into your environment, carrying these healing energies out and around you, blessing each and every person, all life forms that pass through this energy to bring healing and balance to them. And now continue to see this light as it moves beyond any obstacles, any barriers, moves through the walls, the ceiling, the floor, passing out into your greater environment, into your town, your city, your village, your state, your country, allowing for these healing energies to move out, carrying life-giving, peace, joy, happiness, oneness, healing with it to every extremity of your country and now throughout the world, where all of our lights join together as one, as we are increased in our oneness and our consciousness that there is no separation, only illusion. Allowing for each person partaking in this light energy to be increased in love and healing, abundance and joy, becoming a bearer of light for the universal forces of creation, bringing peace to our planet, wholeness, wellness, oneness. Allowing for our light to now join together and spread out throughout the earth, moving deep into Mother Earth, connecting with our subterranean family, being increased in oneness as we do this, moving out into the atmosphere that surrounds our planet, further connecting with our light family that is around the earth, removing and dissolving easily any obstacles, any frequencies or vibrations, energies of any kind that are not serving our highest good. And now moving beyond this planet out into our universe, passing through the Milky Way, the light energy is connecting with all life, continuing to bring healing and peace, oneness awareness, raising consciousness wherever this light goes, moving into our multiverse, connecting with our universal and multiversal family of light. As we are all increased in our oneness and our peace and our love and our joy and our power and our knowing that we are Source and we are the light. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. That was beautiful. I'm still vibrating. All right, so now we can continue our discussion on cosmic opportunities. Now, Spirit wants us to be conscious of our connection to the stars and to know that we are star beings. Our bodies are made of stardust. And I challenge you to look at your blood under a dark field microscope, and you will think that you are looking through a telescope out into the universe. It is proof that we are made up of stardust. This is part of our astral body, the part of us that forms the physical body through thought forms. So now, let's look at the planet that we call Jupiter. We're going to look at Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus today. Now, as of today, which is March 1st of 2024, Jupiter and Uranus are in the constellation of Taurus. They are within 8 degrees of each other. Now, Jupiter is the faster moving planet and will exit Taurus in May of this year. It has been in Taurus since May of last year, 2023. Now, Uranus has been in Taurus since May of 2018 and will be there until April of 2026. So you still have 2 years to take advantage of the opportunities that Uranus is bringing to you. So now let's look at these planets more closely. Jupiter, being in Taurus, is giving you the courage to turn challenges into opportunities through your hard work and determination. The transit can clear blocked areas in your life, and this will pave the way for your eventual success in any projects or plans in your life. Remember, Jupiter is a good luck charm, and if this is your birth house, then it is here to bless you. The correlation between Western astrology and Earth astrology is that this is the time of the beaver people. So Jupiter's energy will be very strong within you at this time. As beaver people, you like to stay busy and to learn new things. So this is a great time for study, as Jupiter brings you the opportunity to either become a great teacher or to learn from one. Jupiter is known as Guru in Vedic astrology. So the energy of the Guru, of the master teacher, is growing within you, beaver people. Take advantage of this opportunity to learn something new and to grow more deeply in some form of knowledge that can help you in your life. Jupiter will help you with this. So know that it is possible for you to grow in many different ways while this transit is happening in this part of the chart. So for us today as beaver people, and each one of us has this within us. Once again, we're all part of this sacred hoop. But people born under that totem of the beaver are going to feel this energy much more strongly. But it's an opportunity for all of us to grow, to expand our knowledge, and to become more masterful in some way in our lives. It's the energy that is growing in us and that part of us that we call the beaver energy. So now let's look at Uranus. Uranus is also in Taurus, and this is bringing beaver people the opportunity to break free in some area of your life. And Jupiter's energy helps to expand this, so you will feel the need to break free much stronger while Jupiter is there with Uranus in this sign of the beaver people. Uranus is known as the planet that represents rebellion, shakeups, breakups, and independence. Uranus is a generational planet, meaning that it moves through the signs very slowly and affects the collective consciousness rather than the individual on a larger scale. But it is also felt in your personal life. It acts on the mental and spiritual bodies of a person, so you will feel it before you will see it manifest in your life, because it will eventually manifest in some way in your life. Now, it is clear that beaver people need to break free from something, and this applies to us all, but to beaver people in a more potent way, because it is manifesting in your sign. Now, we draw these energies to us because they are potent in our own vibration. And so this is the way that the universe works, through attraction. We draw to us what we need. And at this time, we have the power of Uranus and Jupiter in the sign of the beaver people. The beaver people are concerned with building, creating, manifesting. And they're very good at adjusting to change and creating a very cozy, comfortable place for themselves, wherever they are. So this is the part of us right now that needs to be comforted. We need to feel rooted and grounded in our lives. So no matter where you were born in the sacred hoop, you will be affected by the transit of Jupiter and Uranus in your feeling of home. Because beavers are very close to home. They create their homes wherever they go. That's the first thing they start to do. So in the essence of this cosmic energy, the cosmic opportunities, being part of our body universe, we will feel this as a need, a very strong need, to break away from anything that seems to be holding us back or down. We may even be in a time when we're moving about and switching homes, because Uranus is all about shaking up things, bringing the root out and replanting you somewhere else. Uranus is very good at this. And the more that you fight this energy, the more that it will become tumultuous in your life. So you definitely want to learn how to go with the flow when Uranus is moving, transiting through your sign. So for beaver people, this could be hard because they are earth people and they're used to things being the same, not changing for very long time. So they may be resistant, more resistant to moving in their life. But this is a sign to show you that Uranus is telling you, hey, something needs to change here. We need to break up some energies that don't serve you anymore. And then Jupiter is saying, hey, you're going to be okay. When you make this move, everything is going to work out for you because I'm here to bless your journey. So take it as an opportunity to also learn more about any subject that you seem to be interested in. Because with Jupiter being here, it's giving you that opportunity to learn and to grow, to expand yourself in some way in knowledge. And Uranus may lead you to some paths that kind of rock your foundation. You may be learning things You may be listening to this show and saying, oh my goodness, I never heard of anything like this. And it might shake your foundation a little bit. But some of you are ready. You're ready for that Uranian energy in your life to uproot and change some things that you've been trying to break free from. So some people embrace change and others fight it. But because it's happening in the sign of the Beaver people, it tells you that you should be going with the flow, because the Beaver knows how to go with the flow. And they also know how to create the reality that they want to live in. So they will take a pool of water and turn it into a beautiful oasis. They know how to do this. And this is what is being sparked in your life at this time, for you to create a beautiful oasis in your life, wherever you are, not worrying about what's coming in the future, being in the moment, because the Beaver is in the moment. The Beaver is always focused on creating and building and manifesting whatever it needs. It creates its own needs. And it is very good at it. So this is the part of you that's being ignited in your life to create your dreams and to manifest what it is in your reality that you want, and to break free from any constraints or restraints that can be in your life in any form, be it a job, be it a relationship, be it your place of living. Whatever it is, it's a great time for you to go with these energies. It's an opportunity for you to go with these energies and to move about. So let's look outside of us to see what's happening inside of us. Because again, everything outside is a mirror of what's happening inside. You can use the totems of the Beaver people, which are the blue carnis, the plant, and the chrysocolla, the mineral totem, to help bring balance to your energies at this time. This is for Beaver people as well as everyone else, because these totems will be more empowered at this time for you. These energies will become more active if you tap into them. Lots of power in this house right now with Jupiter. Jupiter is so large that it could be a sun of its own. So wherever this planet falls in your chart, it is like 10 planets being there. It is very powerful. So it's bringing a lot of energy into the sign of the Beaver people. Now, these totems will help you balance your energies of earth and sky, because at this time, there may be a bit of a shakeup inside of you and you feel a little bit of unsteadiness. Sometimes you can feel it as nervous energy. Uranus has that effect on you, can affect your nervous system. So the blue carnis could be of help to you. Again, if you're allergic to any of the plant totems, you can use a picture and get the same healing. Meditate on the picture of a blue carnis and work with that energy. Again, the chrysocolla is another thing that can help you balance your energies of earth and sky within yourself. And you definitely will need this at this time, especially the Beaver people. Uranus can cause you to feel much more unsteady within yourself. So this can be exaggerated with Jupiter there as well. And you may find yourself feeling more frustrated or nervous more than usual. And it could have been happening over the past several months. Remember, these energies are playing out within you, and they are states of consciousness that are communicating with you ideas and opportunities for you to embrace. Know that you will have the opportunity to break free from whatever you feel is holding you back with the help of Uranus up until April of 2026 in this area of your life. Now, again, this is for everyone, not just Beaver people. It is the aspect of you within the sacred hoop that is being activated by these energies. So now let's look at Saturn. Saturn is in Pisces, the cougar people's territory. Saturn has been here since March 7th of 2023 and will be here up until May of 2025. You will not get this opportunity again for another 30 years because it takes about 30 years for Saturn to return to this position. So what is it that we should know about this opportunity? Pisces is a mutable water sign, known for its openness, its compassion, and intuition. And this goes along with the cougar people. They are of the water element. These traits that could be affected by Saturn are your compassion, your intuition, and your ability to be open with others. Saturn is bringing a rigidity to your water element. So it can make you a bit colder. So you know when you freeze water, what happens? It turns into ice. And Saturn can bring that energy if it is being activated in the lower realms of the self. So if anything is activating fear within you, then it will cause more coldness in your body. So you may be feeling a little more cold and wet in areas, maybe in your bones, in your body parts. And I've heard people talk about this, that their leg feels wet, but it's not wet. It's parts of their body that are feeling cold and wet. Now, this definitely can be a manifestation of Saturn in Pisces because it's going to affect your body in that way. But I want to challenge you to bring the higher aspects of Saturn into your being, which are going to force you as a mutable sign is usually kind of moving about without direction, to find more direction in your life. Saturn is here to help you find that direction. One of the good things is that the water element can help dissolve and soften the rigidity that Saturn brings into your life. So you are playing out different elements of your energy that work with that Saturnian energy that's helping you to mature and to grow and to set directions and goals in your life. Now, you must be aware that there is a shadow side to Saturn in this sign, and it could challenge your boundaries. They could become more soggy because, again, water and rigidity don't go together. Something's going to disintegrate. Now, Pisces has a profound capacity for trust, and they also can be ruled by the idea of fantasy because of the Neptune energy that rules Pisces. So believe that being this cougar energy at this time, integrating the water that is now filled with that frequency of Saturn, that you must not be so quick to trust at this time because you could be under an illusion. So take a little bit more time when you're making decisions, cougar people, because you have to have more discernment. You're being challenged by Saturn in this area. It could be easier for you to fall into an undertow of someone else who is more charismatic or into a movement that you seem to be pulled into without thinking over it deeply. So, cougar people, you are being tested to create more boundaries in your life through a mental framework, which is normally not something that you like to do. You love to flow very easily. You don't like boundaries. But now you're being challenged to create these in your life. This is an opportunity for you to work with this energy of Saturn. I want you to use your totems of plantain and turquoise to help strengthen your connection to the sky and to the wisdom that is within you. You will need this. So definitely connect to that turquoise because it helps to balance you within the mind, within your intellect, within your spiritual connection to your divine knowing. It will strengthen it for you at this time when you could be challenged with less discernment. Now, I would love to go further into this, but we have to move on and take our station break. When we continue, we will discuss the power of direction and the spirit keepers. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's talk about the spirit keepers of the four directions. I will try to go deeper into the eight directions if we get time, but if not, then we will continue this discussion in another show. There is a lot to discuss when we begin to look at the directions because there are many perspectives to this, and we want to learn as much as possible from many different schools of thought. One thing you must realize is that the reason we must study many different ancient wisdom teachings from around the world is we receive different pieces of the puzzle depending on where we get them from. It is the same as looking at the sacred hoop of life. And we have 12 different people that make up four clans. Each clan holds a sacred power and truth that can only be found within that clan. And this is why we must study each one intentionally, looking for that wisdom. Then within the clans, we have three different groups of people, and they are all unique. This is a sample of the macrocosm. No one group or people have all the answers. The reason for this is clear. It teaches us that the only way we will crack the universal code or solve the great mystery is to come together as one. That is our work. We must bring our wisdom together and then work in harmony in order to free ourselves on every level. Now, through the wisdom of the vision that was given to Sun Bear, he was shown that there are four spirit keepers of the major directions. Each one teaches us a different lesson. They deal with the four phases of what we call seasons or moons. Each person is ruled by one of these energies, which means that each one of us is here to learn and master the lessons of the spirit keeper that we were born under. Now, this can be thought of as an introduction to the power of directions because this is just one perspective. Keep in mind that you may have been born at a certain time of the year, but you have other aspects like your rising and moon signs that you should also be aware of. If you have that information, it will assist you greatly. Now, let's begin with the spirit keeper of the East, Waboon. Waboon is the eagle, the golden eagle, to be specific. The people who are ruled by the spirit keeper of the East are the red hawk, the beaver, and the deer people. You were born under the budding trees, frogs return, and corn planting moons. If you were born between March 21st and June 20th, then you are here to learn the lessons of the spirit keeper of the East. The power of Waboon is the power of illumination and wisdom. The season of Waboon is the spring. The daily time that Waboon rules is the dawn, and the time of life it rules is your youth. This is a time of awakening to both things within and without. This is the time when people are able to illuminate others by the purity of their energy. And there's nothing like being around a new baby. The people ruled by the spirit keeper of the East can bring the energy of the spring. They bring newness to any group or project. You embody this energy. You are born with the energy of the dawn within you. You cast light into the darkness and illuminate everything that you touch. The sun causes all of the children of the earth to awaken. And the power of Wabun encapsulates this energy within the people who are born at this time. Your power is of illumination, and you can help awaken all of Earth's children if they do not block themselves from receiving this energy. You carry the power of enlightenment. When you have learned to take your place within the universe and the sacred circle, you have the ability to unify and empower others once you have cleared and unified your own heart. Wabun gives you the power of the sun's first rays as they come over the horizon. And the ancient ones say that the sun gives a special wisdom to those who get up to greet it in the morning and to witness the first rays of the morning light. The golden eagle is the totem of Wabun. It has clear sight and flies the highest of all the winged creatures, getting the closest to the sun. So this allows you to embody illumination and wisdom. Your colors are those of the golden eagle, which are red and golden, that represent the rising sun. Red represents vital energy, and gold is the color of illumination, wisdom, and enlightenment. The people born under these moons have the power of Wabun, the strength of the East. You must remember that these are your lessons as well as your powers. So your challenge will be to see the light within you. You may have to move through your own darkness first, because when you think of the sun rising at the dawn, it is moving through darkness. So this is your gift, that as you find that light within yourself, after you have moved through your own darkness, then you can help other people find it within them. Your gift is the power of illumination that brings sight, clear sight, once you pass through the haziness of the dawn, where the sun is just rising. And there's a duality in this, because if you've ever watched the sunrise, it's beautiful when half the sky is still dark and you see the moon on one side, and on the other side you see the light of the sun. It's almost unbelievable when you see it. So this is your gift, people who were born under this sacred totem of Wabun. You are given this power to bring the light to people, to illuminate them, not only outwardly, but inwardly. You carry the wisdom of the ancient ones, and you would grow stronger if you did awaken early in the morning to see and witness the light of the sun. Now, this is the red hawk, the beaver, and the deer people, but it goes for all of us. But because these people are ruled by the power of Wabun, the power of illumination and wisdom, it will increase you more in your powers and your strength to awaken early in the morning and to witness the rising of the sun. Now, for the spirit keeper of the West, Mujikiwis. Mujikiwis is the bear, the grizzly bear. The people who are ruled by the spirit keeper of the West are the raven, snake, and elk people. You were born under the duck's fly, freeze up, and long snow's moon. If you were born between September 23rd and December 21st, then you are here to learn the lessons of the Spirit Keeper of the West. The power of Mujikiwis is the power of introspection and strength. The season is autumn. The daily time is sunset. And the time of life is the middle years, when people have found their direction and work strongly to achieve those tasks that they have been given for this lifetime. The power of Mujikiwis is the power of strength that can only come from knowing yourself. It is the power of the spirit coming to the earth. It is the power that comes from the ability and freedom to be idealistic and selfless in serving the world in all ways possible to you. It is the power of stable minerals, a matured mind, of life that is on its way to fulfilling its purpose for being. It is the power of the twilight, changing the landscape of the earth. It is the power of the night hawk, circling and singing to the earth. It is the power of the moon as it begins to rise. The totem of the Mujikiwis is the grizzly bear, the strongest of all bears. The grizzly is able to live by its own strength. It knows the ways of life and the ways of the earth well enough to heal itself of most illnesses. And this is one of your powers. You are great healers. The bear is considered the chief of the council of animals because with all its strength, the bear is gentle and is introspective. Because the bear looks within before making a decision. It knows its own heart and is able to look within others to know their heart as well. This is the power that you have, the ability to not only look within your own heart, but to know what others are thinking and feeling. You have the power to assist others to go deep within themselves, to find the answers to their challenges in life. You can help them learn the lessons that they must learn in this life. The colors of Mujikiwis is blue and black. Blue is the color of spiritual strength, idealism, and selflessness. Black is the color of one looking within and purposefully blinding oneself to the things of the earth in order to see into the darkness from which all things come. You have the power of vision. The people born under these moons have the power of Mujikiwis, the strength of the West. This is your power and your strength. You can see within yourself. And so this is your challenge, to look deeply within your own heart and to see the beauty that is within you. And then to look into other people's hearts, to see the beauty that is within them. Sometimes it's covered up because people haven't seen how beautiful they can be. And sometimes they believe what other people tell them about themselves. And so they haven't done much work on themselves. So the power that Mujikiwis gives you is the ability to show other people the strength that it takes to have introspection, because it's not always easy to look within the self. You have this ability, raven, snake, and elk people. You have the ability to love people beyond their own limitations. You come from the spirit and the power of the earth as it changes seasons. And so you bring great beauty to the places that experience this change of temperature. Just think about how beautiful the landscape becomes. So not only are you able to appreciate the green of the earth, but you're able to appreciate all of the different flavors and styles and looks of the earth. And you can teach others to do the same thing. Because sometimes we get fixated on one thing, like just having the sunshine. Sometimes it's beautiful for the rain. And so we have to learn how to appreciate different seasons on the outside and on the inside of our lives. So we also teach people through the power of Mooja Kiwis to appreciate the change of life and not to, you know, fear it, because some people do fear it and they resist it. So this is the gift that you have. This is your power and your strength. And remember that these are your lessons that you also have to learn within yourself before you can share them with others. Now for the spirit keeper of the north, Waboose. Waboose is the buffalo, the white buffalo. The people who are ruled by the spirit keeper of the north are the snow goose, the otter, and the cougar people. You were born under the earth renewal, rest and cleansing, and big winds moon. If you were born between December 22nd and March 20th, then you are here to learn the lessons of the spirit keeper of the north. The power of Waboose is the power of renewal and purity. The season is winter. The daily time is the night, and the time of life is the older years, when bodies grow slower and minds are purified, turning from thoughts of the earth to thoughts of the spirit. The power of Waboose is a paradoxical power. It is new life cloaked in death. It is rapid growth cloaked in rest. It is the power of the ice goddess with a warm heart beneath the frozen exterior. It is the power of new life beginning to throb through what appears to be a rotting landscape. Appearances are deceiving with these people. For those born under the spirit keeper of the north, they may appear to be very quiet on the surface, but much is going on deep within them. The time of Waboose can be a trying time. It causes one to go within the self and within the home. This is a time of testing as we can see things and become aware of parts of ourselves that we have avoided or ignored. It is a time when the forces of nature can cause your plans to shift. It is a time when nature throws you into yourself so that you have to explore territory that might otherwise be unfamiliar. While this represents a time of external rest, the time of Waboose is a time of internal growth. The animal that embodies the essence of Waboose is the white buffalo. In the olden days, the buffalo was the animal that gave of itself so that the people could live. The white buffalo was very rare and was considered to be a sacred messenger sent by the gods. It represented the spirit that gave totality to all because it gave totally of itself. And its incarnation was of the white buffalo. The white buffalo woman brought the sacred pipe to the people of North America. Like the spirit of Waboose, the white buffalo brings renewal of the body and spirit and purifies the thoughts of all who see it. The color of Waboose is white. White is the color that represents cleansing, purifying, and renewal. The people born under these moons have the power of Waboose and the strength of the white buffalo. They carry the power of the north, which is purifying. Remember, these are your lessons as well as your powers. Now for the spirit keeper of the south, Shanadis. Shanadis is the coyote. The people who are ruled by the spirit keeper of the south are the flicker, the sturgeon, and brown bear people. You were born under the strong sun, ripe berries, and harvest moons. If you were born between June 21st and September 22nd, then you are here to learn the lessons of the spirit keeper of the South. The power of Shanadis is the power of growth and trust. The season is summer, the daily time is midday, and the time of life is adulthood, when both the internal and external seeds of youth begin to rapidly grow and blossom, and your purpose for being here becomes more clear. The power of Shanadis is the power of growing rapidly while learning to trust feelings and intuitions. It is the power of maturing. It is the power that brings humans together to form a new life and to teach them to embrace the essence of what it really means to continue to live on. The animal that is associated with Shanadis is the coyote. And to the native people, the coyote is the trickster, the one who can force people to learn even when they don't want to. The coyote uses tricks to force people to learn lessons that would otherwise be shunned, because the people of the earth can be very stubborn, and it is often necessary to use tricks or a lightheartedness to help them grow. People become too comfortable in their lives, and they don't want to change or grow. They don't want to experience any pain or discomfort, but rapid growth can bring this about. At such times, the power of Shanadis and the coyote are needed to help people grow and to continue to learn lessons that they came to Earth to learn. The colors of Shanadis are the greens of the plants that are rapidly growing, and the yellow of the summer sun, which gives plants the heat and the light they need so they can grow. Green is the color of growth, trust, healing, restoring energy, and yellow is the color of intelligence, mental receptivity, and natural wisdom. Those born under the moons of Shanadis will experience rapid growth and all the lessons that come with it. These people have the capacity to learn quickly on all levels once they firmly place a solid foundation under them. You must have your earth energies firmly grounded and connected with a good direction before you are able to reach out for things of the spirit. You must learn to trust your intuition while you are learning to deal with things of the earth. You must allow your intuition to help you mature. This is necessary for you to find the path that you were born to walk. You must bear the fruit of the earth before you can awaken the energies that are dormant within you that will guide you to the path of spirit. You risk misusing your spiritual energies by applying them for personal gain of earthly things. Such use of your energies will block you from being able to develop and grow in the spirit realm. You are naturally loving and friendly, and your energies are to be used to uplift and heal others, but you must do this for yourself first. As long as you develop your heart and create good energy there, your path will be blessed, and this goes for everyone. You hold the power of the summer, the fall, the winter, and the spring within you. Remember, these energies are used to create beauty and renewal on our planet. You are all the embodiment of these energies within a human form. Remember, these are your lessons as well as your powers. Tune in next week as we continue our discussion on cosmic opportunities and learn about the ancient wisdom teachings that came to Earth from Venus. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.